What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Manuma. Welcome back. Okay, so I'm running a little challenge as I'm trying to get more people to discover this podcast and the conversations that inspire those who value personal growth. And the best way to do that is to leave reviews on either Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts. So here's what you can do. If you feel like you get any kind of value at all from any of these episodes, write a quick little review and take a screenshot of your review. Once you've done that, email that screenshot to me at info@xenia.ca. Once I get that screenshot, you'll receive one of my ebooks, Understanding Procrastination, Emotional Wisdom for a Life of Abundance. This book is guaranteed to have you start looking at procrastination differently, help you stop procrastinating, and start living your life of abundance. It is a gift for being a listener, being a supporter, and of course, for you to be able to manifest what you truly want. So thank you for showing up, listening, being inspired, and taking action. I appreciate you. So again, take a screenshot of your review, send it to info@xenia.ca. The link will be in the description, and I will send you that ebook. Thank you, and let's get started with our episode. All right. As you may know, we are well into our season of Seeds of Abundance, and this month is all about how to create an abundance of health for ourselves. In my humble opinion, the foundation of our health starts with our mental health. I began to scratch the surface and went into that in the last episode, so check that out when you get a chance, if you haven't already. It's such an important topic, and so today I want to go into that just a little bit more, the mental health aspect of it all. The bottom line is that nobody can make you happy if you're uncomfortable in your own skin. If you are unable to be happy even when you don't have what you want yet, you won't be happy when you get what you want. Yet another reason your personal growth journey is so important. You have to be okay with yourself in order to be okay in life. We're always hearing people say, love yourself. Well, as corny as it may sound, it's so true. It isn't meant to be taken in a vain way where you don't care about people around you and you just going around with being vain. Au contraire, it is the foundation of overall health and will allow you to love others in a compassionate and understanding way. Understand yourself and you will understand others. Now, that is much easier said than done. The truth is, the whole love yourself expression gets thrown around a lot. Then you get stuck trying to figure it out on your own. Well, I can tell you that it all begins with awareness. Having the awareness to start knowing yourself, accepting yourself, then loving yourself. And let me tell you, it's a journey. And there are tools at your disposal to get you there. The last thing I want to add is that it is important to choose a narrative that will serve you. So if you have narratives that you know don't serve you, don't use them. Now, what do I mean by that? Say, for instance, you're at a huge gathering and you see a friend of yours in the distance. You wave and your friend turns their head and continues his conversation with another person. In that moment, your narrative could be, okay, what did I do? Why is he mad at me? Let me think. Oh man, he probably doesn't want to associate with me anymore. He's probably right to distance himself from me. Then a couple of days later, you muster up the courage to call him and say, hey, was everything okay the other day? I waved at you and you turned away. Did I do something wrong? To which he responds, oh my God, I didn't even see you. Why would you think you did anything wrong? You see where I'm going here? So now, what if your narrative straight from the beginning was, oh, Mark didn't see me. That's okay. I'll call him later. I'm so lucky to have friends like Mark. Well, of course you're lucky to have friends like Mark because you're worthy of being his friend. Change your narrative. Change your life. That's all I've got for today. Remember to continue living with compassion and mindfulness. Many blessings to you. Can you feel that shift in the air? That feeling that more and more people are living with intention and looking to truly make a positive impact in their life? That feeling that you just may need to pivot into something new? Millions of people are quitting their jobs as a result of reevaluating what feels right to them. People are looking to shift into something new, something that is aligned with their values. Are you one of those people? Well, if you are, you're definitely not alone. My mission is to help you build confidence and create abundance through actionable steps without feeling overwhelmed. And I strongly believe that a life led with positivity and purpose in service to yourself and others will contribute to the biggest rise in human consciousness and transformation our world has ever seen. Because of this need for change, this era of the big resign, this overwhelming feeling of wanting what's best for you, I've created my signature group program called TATS, Emotional Wisdom for a Life of Abundance. TATS stands for the Ambitious Truth Seekers, and it was created in order to guide you towards the subtle mindset shifts you need to create your abundant life. It's a 2-month program plus bonus week that takes a holistic approach to tackle every main area of your life, from health and fitness to career and finance and everything in between. Click on the link in the description for more information about this life-changing program. I cannot wait to see you there. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from hearing this content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings.